Hello from Dalton, Georgia. My name is Joe Norton, and this week I'll be reviewing a program called Taglinator. Taglinator is a tagline manager, and it runs under Windows. So you might ask, what is a tagline? Well, a tagline is usually just a one-line saying that appears at the bottom of an email message or a message on a BBS conference. Back in the old bulletin board days, you used to see a lot of these. And the reason I thought about doing this review was that we recently had the main menu program, the tribute to Willie Wilson and the Blink Link BBS and the Blink Talk conference. And one of the things we talked about was taglines. And I got to thinking, is there a program that runs under Windows that we can use to put little taglines at the bottoms of our email messages nowadays? Any of you who've used NetTamer for your internet access remember that it has a tagline facility built into it. And you may have wondered if you had to migrate to Windows if you ever would be able to do something like that again. Well, with this program, it gives you the ability to do that, and we'll be showing you a couple of different ways that you can use this program. Again, the program is called Taglinator, and it's from SRT Enterprises, and we'll give you the web address at the end of this review. When you download the program, it comes in a zip file, and you just basically unzip this file with PKZip or WinZip, something like that. And in the file, there's another executable file called Taglinator20.exe or something like that, I believe it's called. And you just run this program, and it starts a setup wizard, and it just runs you through the various setup options. What folder do you want to put the program in, the program group, and a couple of other miscellaneous things that it asks you about. Once you install it, it's ready to go. The program is installed in your start menu under Programs, Taglinator. And we'll just bring this program up here. To get to this program, I just hit the Windows key to bring up the Start menu.
Start menu.
And hit P for Programs.
P equals Programs pull down.
And
equals.
I hit T for Taglinator.
T equals Taglinator pull down.
I have more than one thing here that starts with the letter T, so I need to hit Enter on that to bring that up.
L equals License and Disclaimer.
And there's the license.
R equals README.
The README file.
T equals Taglinator help.
And the help file.
T equals Taglinator.
And there's Taglinator. So I'll just hit enter on that, and that brings up the program.
Menu closed. Button. Start. Desktop.
And WindowEyes wants to say a lot of miscellaneous things here, but eventually the program comes up.
Edit box. The worst thing about censorship is censored.
Okay, so it brought up a tagline. The worst thing about censorship is censored. And I might explain at this point a little bit about how the program comes up. The program places itself on the screen just above the taskbar. It is toward the bottom of the screen, obviously. And it doesn't take up a lot of screen real estate. It does so intentionally so that a sighted user who wants to edit email can still do that with a fair amount of screen being taken up by whatever application they're using, but can still see the program and utilize its features, usually with the mouse. The program has a couple of things like what is called the quick pad or the grab pad that can be utilized with a mouse and can even be done with the mouse keys, as we'll show you in just a moment. But back to the edit box that I have here that has the tagline in it.
The worst thing about censorship is censored.
And there are a couple of buttons here. I'll just show you what those are.
Button. Equals get another.
The get another button, which can also be accessed with the Alt-A shortcut. It allows you to get another tagline from the database. If you don't like that particular tagline, you can hit that button and get another tagline out of the database.
Button. C equals copy.
Copy. That button is to copy the tagline to the clipboard. Normally, you don't need to do this because Taglinator automatically copies the tagline to the clipboard when it brings it up. But if you've been editing and you've changed the contents of the clipboard and you want to get that tagline back in there, you can hit that copy button. It'll put it back in the clipboard for you. And I hit tab again.
Edit box. The worst thing about censorship is censorship.
And we're back to the tagline. There is another feature in here. If I were to type over this tagline, change the wording or make a new tagline or whatever, there is an extra button that will appear, the save button. And if I press that, that'll add whatever I've typed into the tagline database. So even though it looks like you might have messed something up by typing over the tagline, don't worry. As long as you don't hit the save button, it won't add anything to the database and you'll be fine. Now for the pull-down menus. The program has fairly standard pull-down menus.
F equals file pull-down.
There's the file pull-down menu.
E equals edit
pull-down. The edit menu.
V equals view.
the View menu,
T equals Tools,
the Tools menu,
H equals Help pull-down,
and the Help menu,
pull-down,
and the System pull-down menu,
F equals File pull-down.
So we're back to the File menu. Let's see what all is on here.
I equals Import.
Import,
dialogue.
That allows you to import a tagline file. Let's say if you've got some old taglines from way back there, you can put them into this program and use them.
I equals Save As.
Save
dialogue.
As. That allows you to save the tagline file out to another file if you want to do that.
P equals Edit tagline file.
Edit tagline file. If you press Enter on this, it'll bring up your text editor, whatever you normally use to edit text files with. In my case, it brought up WordPad, since it was too big for Notepad. In your case, it might bring up something different, depending on how your file associations are set up.
P equals print.
Print, here are some various printer-related options.
R equals print set. F equals select printer font.
And at the bottom of the file menu,
X equals exit.
The exit option. So that's how you get out of the program, obviously. So that's
menu
the file
closed.
Menu. Now we'll go to the edit menu.
E equals edit pull-down. T equals cut control X.
In the edit menu, you have the standard edit options. Cut.
C equals copy control C.
Copy.
P equals paste control V.
Paste.
F equals find.
And
control F dialog.
Find.
T equals cut control X.
And we're back to the top of the cut option. Find is kind of nice. If you want to find a tagline with a certain word in it, you just go to the Find option. I'll just do that again.
F equals Find.
And
Control F dialog.
Press Enter on that.
Menu closed. Edit box. N equals Find What?
And it
dialog.
Says Find What?
Find.
It says Find What? So if I want to find the word cats, for example, I type in cats.
C-A-T-S.
And press Enter. It didn't say anything, but it did find one. There is a Find Next button in here.
Button. F equals find next.
I just tabbed over to that.
Button. Cancel.
And the cancel button. So I'll hit escape to cancel out of this.
Taglinger 2.0.
And I'm back in the edit box, and here's what I have now.
Cats are smarter than dogs. You can get 8 cats to pull a sled.
I'll agree with that. You just try it sometime. So it brought up another tagline, and also it automatically copied it to the clipboard in case I want to use it, so I don't have to do anything there. It's already taken care of. Next, after the edit menu,
F equals view pull-down.
There's the view menu.
F equals full view.
Full view. It doesn't actually indicate this, but that is the mode that the program is currently in.
S equals stealth view.
And then we have stealth view. Stealth view hides the menu bars so that the program takes up a little less space on the screen. A sighted user can still use the mouse to utilize the features of the program and can right-click on the program to get the menus to come back if need be. So that's the view menu.
Menu closed.
Next we have the tools menu.
T equals tools pull-down. O equals options.
There's the options
dialog.
Menu.
R equals reload tagline
and
file.
Reload tagline file. So if you need to do that, you can use this option.
O equals options.
And back
dialog.
To the options menu. Let's talk about some of these options. The options as they are set when the program is installed is probably a good way to leave them. I'll show you how they're set up, and I do recommend that you leave them as they are until you get more comfortable with the program. You might want to change some options, but I haven't found much need to, so we'll just explore some of these here. I'll bring that up.
Menu closed. Options. Checkbox. Checked. QuickPad mode enabled.
QuickPad mode enabled. What that is, the QuickPad is an area that you swipe your mouse over if you're a sighted user and you're using the program. When you swipe your mouse over this QuickPad area, the tagline that the program is currently displaying changes. It's just like clicking the Get Another button, except you don't have to actually click that. You just swipe your mouse over this quick pad area. There's also an area called the Grab Pad area. If you happen to see a tagline that you want to steal, borrow, you can take your mouse and highlight this tagline and then copy it to the clipboard. Then you go down and swipe it over the Grab Pad area, and it would add it to the database. That's not necessarily a very easy option to use for a blind user. I guess it could be utilized, but it's not the easiest thing to do. And there's also another option that will keep you from accidentally swiping your mouse over that. We'll come to that in just a moment.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Stealth view enabled.
Stealth view enabled. That is where if you want the program to take up less space on the screen at all times, you just check this box and the program will come up by default in stealth view instead of in what is known as full view mode.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Swap quick pad grab pad.
Swap quick pad grab pad. All that does is take the quick pad area and the grab pad area that we talked about and just swaps them around to the place where the other one was. Just swaps them around. That's all it does. Not a real big deal.
Checkbox. Checked. Require shift key for grab pad.
That's probably a good thing to leave as it is. Require shift key for grab pad. Otherwise, if you swipe your mouse over this thing by accident, like if you just bump the mouse or whatever and it happens to be close to it, it could trigger this thing, and if nothing else, you'd get a little confused because you'd have the thing coming up and say, do you want to add this to the tagline database, and you'd have to cancel out of it or something like that. So I recommend leaving this checked so that at least you don't have to worry about that happening. Even with this option checked, I had my shift key down. One time I was going to type a letter, and I must have hit the mouse or something, and it happened to be there, and it still asked me that. So just try to have your mouse out of the way of this thing if at all possible. I guess that's the best advice I could say. It would be nice if they would turn the grab pad option off as well as letting you turn the quick pad option off as well. Maybe that's something they'll get to in a future version.
Checkbox. Checked. Confirm taglines added via command line.
Confirm taglines added via command line. We'll show you what that's all about in just a few minutes with one of the email clients we'll be demonstrating this with. That's kind of a neat option. I recommend leaving it in place because it gives you a little more control over the taglines you're sending out.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Beep a new tag.
If you've added a tagline to the database, it'll beep at you, I guess, when you've done that. It uses the default system sound, whatever is in that sound. So if it's the standard Windows ding.wave, it'll ding at you, or if it's something else, whatever it is, you'll get that sound.
Edit box. Browse.
It's not actually explaining what this edit box is for. Let me see if I can get my mouse pointer down here.
Pointer root to caret. Checkbox. Graphic. Button. Run program on startup.
There it is. Run program on startup. What that's for is if you want the Taglinator program to launch your email program or something like that, you can type the path to the email program, just like you would in a run command or something like that, into this box, and it will automatically run the program when you start the Taglinator program. I had a little trouble getting it to run Eudora with the command line option that gave Eudora the proper path where the mail and such things like that were stored. I may have just typed it in wrong, so it may work. I just haven't been able to get it to do so, but I may have put a quote mark where I shouldn't have or something like that.
Button. Browse.
And there's the browse dialogue button. If you want to browse for that particular file rather than try to type it in, that's probably an easier solution.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Use signature, enter S where tagline should be.
Use the signature, enter %S where tagline should be. That's kind of neat. If you want a signature that gives your name and email address or location or something like that, you can put a signature line or two in here, and you put a %S where you want the tagline to appear. If you want it on a blank line by itself, just put %S on a blank line by itself, and that way you can sort of personalize it a little bit. If you don't check this option, the tagline is the only thing that the program adds when you're sending a message or whatever.
Button. Okay.
And there's the okay
button. Cancel.
And the cancel button. We'll just escape out of that.
Taglinator 2.0. Edit box.
And we're back into the edit box here. So that's basically the options of the program. And, of course, the last menu on there is the help menu.
F equals H equals help pull-down.
There's the help menu.
C equals contents.
Help contents, of course, that's pretty obvious.
S equals search for help on.
Search
dialogue.
For help on, you can do that. Search for help on a given thing if it finds a search term in there.
H equals how to use help.
How to use help. I guess that's telling you how to use the help.
O equals SRT Enterprises online pull-down.
And that's the SRT Enterprises website. If we go in here, there's several options.
R equals register.
If you want to register the program.
S equals technical support.
There's a tech support website address.
V equals suggestion box.
Suggestion box.
V equals visit our website.
And visit the website.
R equals register.
Now we're back to the top of this menu, so I'll get out of here by hitting escape.
Menu closed. O equals SRT Enterprises online pull-down. A equals about. Dialogue.
And the About button.
C equals contents.
And it goes back up to the contents.
Menu closed.
Okay, so we're back out into the
edit box.
There we go. So that's basically an overview of the program's options and such things like that. Now we'll actually show you a couple of ways that you can use this. So first of all, I'll bring up Eudora. That's the email client I use a lot of times. I have a shortcut key for that.
Static box. Version 5.1 page mode.
Okay, and here it goes bringing up Eudora, and it says a whole lot of things when you first bring Eudora up here.
Dialogue. Version 5.1 page mode 35.
Yeah, it wants to say all that stuff here, so let me silence that. Okay, so I'm in Eudora, and to create a new message in Eudora, I would simply press Control N.
Eudora, expanded, three items, edit box, O equals to,
IP. Okay, it brought up the to field, so I just type an email address. I'll just put my address in here.
J-E-F-O-R-T-O-F-S-A-R-T-E-R-T-E-T.
And I'll tab to the subject field.
Edit box, U equals subject.
Put a subject in here, test.
T-E-S-T.
And I'll tab over to the body of the message.
Edit box, blank.
Okay, now I'm in the body of the message, so I just type something in here.
Taglinator. Period.
Okay, I've got, this is a test of the Taglinator program in here. And I'll just hit enter a couple of times to give myself some blank lines here. Just a couple here. And all I have to do is hit Control V to paste the tagline into the email message.
Paste it from clipboard.
And let's see if it's in there.
Cats are smarter than dogs. You can get 8 cats to pull a sled.
And there it is. Now, that's if you already have a tagline in the clipboard. You can use that.
Cats are smarter than dogs.
Let me just delete that. Okay, it's gone. Now, another way you can use this program, let's say you want to get another tagline out of there. You can do it one of two ways. You could tab into the program with the Alt tab.
Taglinator 2.0. Taglinator 2.0.
And you've got Taglinator up here. You can just hit Alt A.
A.
And that will get another tagline.
Eudora.
Then Eudora. I can go back to Eudora and hit Control V.
Paste it from clipboard.
And let's see what I got now.
300 blank. 300,000 M seconds. It's not just a good idea. It's the law.
All right. Anyway. So that's another tagline I've just pasted in there.
Three.
Now I'll delete that one, and I will show you another way that you can get a tagline in there. This works well with WindowEye's mouse keys in Eudora. I did have a little trouble with it on Outlook Express. I'm not sure why that was, whether there was something I was not doing right or whether it wasn't displaying the information right or WindowEye's wasn't reading it correctly. I'm not really certain about that. But this works pretty well. First of all, I need to get my mouse focus to cover the full screen.
Focus with user with full screen.
Or I should say the mouse boundary. There we go. And I guess the easiest way to find this is to go all the way to the bottom right of the screen here.
Bottom right. Arrow.
And I'll just move up till I find the Taglinator area, and it's pretty obvious where that is once you get to it.
The left wind button. Number of tagline 1609.
There it is.
Button. S equals save tagline. Disabled.
And there's the buttons.
Button, button, button. 300,000 M seconds. It's not just a good idea. It's the law.
Okay, there's the tagline. And if I move my mouse up to where it says quick pad.
Grab quick pad.
And now if I go back down, notice what happened.
Back up my hard disk. I can find the reverse switch. I beam.
Okay, there it is. I've got the different tagline here. It says something totally different. And all I have to do here is hit Control V.
Paste it from clipboard.
And it's now in my email message.
Back up my hard disk. I can find the reverse switch.
So that's a couple of ways you can do it in Eudora. Let me just close this.
Button. White.
No, I don't want to save this.
And Eudora. Taglinator 2.0.
So I'm back in Taglinator. Now, I'm going to minimize Taglinator.
Desktop.
I don't really have to have the program maximized or restored, rather, for this next demonstration. Here's an interesting thing you can do with it with PM Mail. Let me bring up PM Mail here.
P. Mail 2000.
PM Mail 2000.
App starting. Inbox. Mail 2000. General.net.
Okay, it brought up PM Mail. And PM Mail has an interesting option called User Hooks that you can use with a program like Taglinator. And the way I got this to work, I'll just show you where to go to enable this.
Mail.
Got the PM Mail menu.
Account.
And the account menu.
Fetch F2.
Okay, there's the fetch option. I need to go to the properties for the account.
Send, remote, create, delete, account, set as default, filters, properties.
There's properties, so I open that up.
Edit box. D, tab control, general,
and
one.
There are several tab controls. I need to go over to the hooks tab.
Set, prep, connect, spell check.
I do that with the right arrow.
Prop, editor, sync, and filter, hooks, 12 of 12.
There's the hooks. It's right at the end. It's probably one of the more advanced options. There are a couple of checkboxes that I recommend you check when you're doing this.
Checkbox, checked, message sent hook.
Message send hook. That's the option you want. So first of all, you check that box. And next you'll find an edit box that has the path to the Taglinator program in it.
Edit box. Program location. Enterprises tanklinger.exe.
And it didn't read the whole thing, but it was, let me just go to the beginning of it here. Let's
pointer
see if it'll show it to me here.
Files SOC program. Files Enterprises. Browse.
Yeah, it won't read it all to me, but it's C:\programfiles.
Check. Edit box.
Backslash.
Program location. Enterprises tanklinger.exe.
Yeah, C:\programfiles/SRT Enterprises/taglinator/taglinator.exe, I believe it is. But I didn't type all that in. I went to one of the browse buttons and found it. It's the first browse button on this dialog box. You have to tab over a few times.
Checkbox. Unchecked. Execute program in foreground.
Execute program in foreground. You don't have to worry about that. The program does need to be open, but it can be minimized for this to work. You can't do it with the program closed. It does have to be open. And the rest of these options you don't have to worry about, but if you want to browse for the Taglinator program to add it, you'd go over to the first browse button. It's several tabs over.
Check, edit, check, check, edit, check, check, edit, check, button, browse.
Now that's the first browse button. If you hit the space bar on this, you'll know you hit the right one if it says browse for send hook or something like that. Let me just hit space on that.
Space, edit box, dialog, select send hook.
Yeah, select send hook. So I've already done that, so I need to hit escape.
Button.
Basically, you just browse for the taglinator.exe program and put it in here in the send mail hook.
Inbox.
And I suspect you have to do that for each account that you're using. At any rate, this is the way this program works with PMMail 2000. First of all, I'll hit the Control N to create a new message.
Inbox. Two.
I'm in the to field.
Type
an address in here.
GeneralSheridan.net, GeneralSheridan.
And I'm in the CC field, a carbon copy. It didn't say that, but that's where I am.
Subject.
And I'm in the subject field.
T-E-S-T.
So I'll just type test. And I'm in the body of the message.
T-A-R-S-I-S-T-A-O-K-E-S-T-E-S-T.
This is another test.
T-A-R-A-T-O-R, period.
I don't know why I capitalized the T in test, but I did, but it's no big deal. Anyway, I'm finished typing my message, and I'm going to hit F5 to send it, and notice what happens.
Send. Inbox. 2 of 5. Depth 2. Preview. Button. Y equals yes. Dialog. Confirm. Graphic. Graphic. Use tagline. Pardon me. Do you have any gray coupon? Default. Button. Y equals yes. Button.
Okay, so I can hit Y for yes or N for no. If I hit no, it'll bring me up another tagline.
Taglinator 2.0. Button. Y equals yes. Dialogue. Confirm. Graphic. Graphic. Use tagline. Even a philosopher gets upset with the toothache. Default. Button. Y equals yes.
So I can hit Y for yes, and it will send that tagline in the message.
Y. Taglinator 2.0. Taglinator.
I'm not sure why it did that.
Mail2000GeneralSheridan.net.
I do need to alt-tab back into PMMail2000. Even though Taglinator was minimized, it did bring it up, and I had to get away from it. But you see how this is kind of integrated almost with PMMail2000, and I've just found out about this particular aspect of it when I started to do this review, so I'm glad I thought about including it in here when I read the help file. I said, I got to find an example of this. So that's basically an overview of how you can use the Taglinator program. Again, this is pretty neat about the way it works with PMMail 2000. Let's see, I'm going to close this program.
Button. N equals no. Dialog. Mail 2000 confirmation. Graphic. Graphic. Are you sure you want to close? Y.
Yes, I'm sure.
Taglinator 2.0.
And I'm basically through with this.
Desktop.
So anyway, that's the Taglinator program. And let me tell you how you can find out more about the program. The program is from SRT Enterprises. That's S as in Sierra, R as in Romeo, T as in Tango. And the web address to find out more about the program or to download a demonstration copy is www.srtware.com/taglinator. And I'll spell that. It's T-A-G-L-I-N-A-T-O-R. And if you don't want to type all that in, you can just go to www.srtware.com. And it's pretty obvious where Taglinator is because they have several links for it off of that main page. If you have any questions about this review, you can email me. My name is Joe Norton, and my email address is jenorton, that's J-E-N-O-R-T-O-N, at chartertn, that's C-H-A-R-T-E-R-T-N, .net. So until another time, this is Joe Norton reporting for ACB Radio's Main Menu.